You mean Maselli? What? Look, please, speak up. Hello?
Who was that?
I don't know. It was so garbled. The guy asked for me, but then all I could make out were three words. Wine, execution, death.
Oh, okay. Night.
Good night.
Oh, no. I was gonna go with good morning, but okay. Ah!
Sorry, Sam. It's just that there's something very ominous going on here. But I don't want to scare you.
Your father's upset about a phone call that I'm still not convinced was for him.
It was for me, Angela. It definitely was. All right, it was garbled, and the guy had an accent, but he definitely asked for Toyi Mayeye.
I got it!
No, Billy. Billy, wait. Better let me.
Anthony Maselli?
Yeah?
Bottle of wine for you.
Wine?
Yeah. And I got something else for you, too.
Hit the deck! Okay, punk. Okay, who sent you? Was it Mrs. Fenwick, huh? Come on. Okay. All right, let's see what else you were reaching for. Go ahead. Let me see it.
Tony, it's a letter for you. He's a messenger.
Messenger?
Messenger.
Oh, sorry, man. Hey, no hard feelings, huh?
No feelings at all.
Sorry, man. I'm sorry. Who's it from? Oh, great. It's from my Aunt Rosa, huh?
Aunt Rosa.
Oh, she's my great aunt from Italy. She came here once with my Uncle Aldo. That's my late uncle.
What's he late for?
Oh, no, Billy. He's not late for anything. You see, about a month ago, a couple of angels came down and flew Uncle Aldo up to the gates of heaven.
Dead, huh?
Yeah. Let's see here. Says, I send this wine from Aldo's vineyard to invite you to the execution of his will on the 1 month anniversary of his death.
Wine, execution, and death. And that must have been Uncle Aldo's lawyer on the phone.
Yeah, I'm sending money that Aldo left for you and Sam to fly out, and some for your wife. Which you should have found by now. Otherwise, you are not only half a man, you are a pathetic... Well, she kind of rambles here. Anyway, they need us there next week.
Dad, I have school, and so do you.
Sam, this is bigger than school. This is a once-in-a-lifetime chance to celebrate the Maselli name, the embodiment of your heritage, to go search for your roots. What do you say?
Yeah, ditch day.
There's a time for love and a time for living. Take a chance and face the wind. Open road and a road that's hidden. A brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two. Found a trail and at the end was you. There's a path you take and a path not taken. The choice is up to you, my friend. Long that you might awaken to a brand new life, a brand new life, a brand new life around the bend.
Nella luna mezzo mare, mamma mia, me marinate. Figlio mio, tutta d'are, mamma mia, pensa tu. Hey, la,
Mo! Aunt Rosa?
Ah, would you look at this? Would you look at this? The front door is unlocked, yeah? In fact, there are no locks, huh? You know what this means?
You can't lock the door.
No, Billy. It means trust, Billy. These are the most warm, most loving people you're ever going to meet.
I'm feeling the warmth,
that.
Yeah. Hey, Rosa, wait a minute. It's us. It's your nephew Tony from America.
Anthony! Oh,
Aunt Rosa, why do you have a gun? Are you in some kind of trouble?
Oh, no. This was Aldo's. I don't even know how to use it. Oh,
you see that, Angela? She doesn't even know how to use it.
Come here, you too.
Hey.
Oh. And this must be Billy.
She's big.
Look, just send up a flare if you get lost in there. Go ahead. Look at you, huh? Now you've been initiated. You're an official member of the Michelli family, huh?
I think she broke a rib.
We're lucky. Jonathan was in a body cast for a week. Come on, let's go check out the town.
You mean the boys, don't you?
Kids say the darndest things.
Yeah. Hey, watch it out there. Be careful.
See,
sit down, Angela. Oh. Sit down. So, Aunt Rosa, how you getting along? You okay?
Oh, see. I miss my brother Aldo.
Yes.
But Dominic has been a great comfort.
Oh, Cousin Dominic is here? Hey. Oh, Cousin Dominic Michelli. Oh, he's a legend. He once played bocce ball with Mussolini. He let Mussolini win.
Smart man.
Antonio. Hey, Dominic. Cousin Dominic.
I think maybe you ought to meet him halfway.
Unless you want to see me die.
No. Hey, cousin. Oh, good to see Cugino, eh? Come here. This is Angela.
Hello.
You are very pretty.
Oh, thank you. Oh.
You know, I loved a girl named Angela once.
Really?
No, twice. That was the second time behind the post office. I'll get it.
Aldo era un lupo e io ringrazio Santa Rosalia che è morto, Rosa.
Dai,
non toccate, non spingete, toccate, non spingete.
Stupido.
Ritz crackers, anyone?
Rosa, what's wrong? He seems so upset.
Oh, no. He was angry with the Lord because he took Aldo from us.
Oh, you see that, Angela? These Italians, their arms are not too short to box with God.
Anyway,
see,
before we read the will, a toast.
Okay, sure. Here you go, cuz. All right, there you go. Alla mia zia Rosa, in Italy, eh? Alla mia famiglia, and alla mia patria.
Hey,
ah, saluta.
Salute.
No, it was three times.
E al mio amico Dante, io lascio un anno di paga.
Oh, who is this guy?
Oh, that's Dante. He runs the vineyard. Oh. Aldo left him a year's pay.
E a Lucia? Lucia?
All of a sudden, he's a bullet train.
Lucia, un anno di paga.
She's getting a year's pay too?
Mm. Oh,
who is this Lucia?
She was Aldo's assistant.
Oh.
That's a very pretty girl. I wonder if Aldo had a little crush. Oh.
I will read the rest in English. To Anthony, my American nephew.
That's me.
Now the oldest male Michelli, besides Dominic, but he doesn't really count. I leave my wine.
Hey, great. I love wine.
You don't understand, Tony. Aldo left you his vineyard.
That's a hunkin' load of wine.
Wow. Ernest and Julio and Tony.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. There has to be some mistake. I mean, Aunt Rosa should get the vineyard.
Oh, no. I got the house. Besides, the vineyard has to be run by a man.
But Aunt Rosa, I don't know nothing about running a vineyard.
Yes, that's true. I mean, you certainly know how to pick the best grapes at the supermarket, but a vineyard, that's a honking load of grapes.
Now, you don't have to run the vineyard. Me and the men will. We don't even need you here.
Yeah, well, I guess that's true. I mean, what would I do, huh? The grapes grow? The feet stomp?
Feet? Ma, we got the machines. What do you think this is? I love Lucy.
Anthony Michelli,
si.
As the new owner, you're now entitled to wear the owner's hat.
Hey!
Oh, hey. It's Uncle Aldo's hat, eh? Ooh, he always called this his lucky hat.
See, and to keep the good luck, every morning he's spitting.
Maybe you should rinse it out first.
Anthony, once you sign these papers, you will own the vineyard and everything that is vineyard related.
What do you mean, vineyard related? What does that mean? So, who's got a pen?
Maybe she's got terrific steno skills.
Excuse me. One last thing. Aldo had one last request. From his deathbed, he commissioned a statue of himself to be displayed in the piazza. He wanted Anthony to unveil it at today's gathering.
Oh, hey, well. Hey, I would be moved, eh? Hey. Hey!
Wait a minute, let me see.
Angela, come here. I want to remember this moment. I own everything I see. She's vineyard related. Yeah, huh? Just to hear me speak. Oh, excuse me there. How are you?
Tony, why do people keep giving you dirty looks? I don't know. I'm getting bad vibes here.
Oh, Angela, you funny little wasp, you. Well, you see, Italians have unique ways of greeting other Italians.
Oh,
si, il cappello, the hat, yes. I am the new owner of the vineyard.
Amore amaciato.
Good luck to you too, dear.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Word of advice. Keep it short, sweet, and get the hell out.
Oh, please. Aunt Rosa, let me tell you something. I have taken public speaking. I can sense the mood of a crowd.
All right.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Rosa, Dominic, in America, sneering and spitting at people means you hate them. What does it mean here?
Same thing.
Hey, Tony.
They think he's going to be like Aldo, and they despise Aldo.
Oh, towards the end, he couldn't show his face in public.
They would have ripped him limb from limb.
Greetings, fellow villagers. Benvenuti, amici. Eh? Welcome, friends, to this historic occasion. I am Anthony Maselli, the new owner of the vineyard. And all right, okay. I sense a little tension here, and I understand why. But don't you worry. Non vi preoccupati, eh? You don't have to worry because everything will stay the same. Tutti lo stesso, eh? I will carry on in the honored tradition of the late, great Aldo Michelli! I sense a mood shift in the crowd! Now you tell me they hate me?
I wasn't waiting for the right moment to tell you.
When? After the CAT scan?
Sam, take Billy into the bedroom, hide under the bed, and save room for me.
I am sorry. I should have told you, but I was hoping you could go back to America with only nice memories of Aldo.
But I thought the workers loved Aldo.
Hey, he was very, very strict.
Well, you have to be to run a business.
No, not me. I'm different from Aldo. I'll be less strict.
You can't be. They'll walk all over you.
Yes, Antonio. Be strong. Be Italian. Be a man.
You know, you're right, Cousin Dominic. I am Italian, and I'm Aldo's heir, and I'm a Michelli. So therefore, an Italian strong man I'll be.
Good. Now tonight we'll put you in a dress and sneak you to the station.
What are you talking about? I have never, nor will I ever, wear a dress.
You are different from Aldo.
Guys, all the workers are coming around to the balcony.
Hey! Bring us the yellow belly, the money-grubbing capitalist, the pig!
It's for you.
Hold this. All right, hold on.
Take back, guys.
All right, hey, guys! Now, wait a minute, guys! Yeah, but can't we straighten this out?
No! You were stunk like Aldo, so we shut him down at the business.
Oh, now, wait a minute, you can't do that.
Yeah, two of them have tomatoes and one has a dead chicken.
Boobs! So that black chemise with the V neckline, I think that'll fit me.
Good choice. You can wear that anywhere.
I cannot believe Uncle Aldo was such a terrible man.
But now wait a minute, Sam, hold it. Don't say that, Sam.
Dad, how else do you explain this? Face it, they hate us, and I'm not too wild about them either. Or Italy.
Hey, but Sam, this is our homeland. This is where we're from.
And it's where we should leave, Dad.
No way, Sam. No, we're not leaving. We're not leaving until I clear the Maselli name and I prove to my daughter that her Uncle Aldo was the kind and generous man that I know he was. Why, that penny-pinching, peasant-pushing Scrooge.
I'm as surprised he comes off that good.
Well, it's all here in the books. He paid them poorly. He gave them practically no time off, no health benefits.
Alas, poor Aldo. I thought I knew you.
I'm so sorry. Well, let's just try to remember the good things about him.
Like what?
He's still dead.
Okay, I can think of something good that he did. He gave the vineyard to a decent, caring, wonderful man.
Oh, thank you.
Boy, does she want you.
I don't know. I think this could be dangerous.
I don't care, Ange. I got something to say, and I'm going
to
say it.
Dad, what you're about to do is the right thing. It makes me proud to be a Maselli. In fact, I don't even care who knows it. Hey, everybody, my last name...
Pride is one thing, suicide another. My fellow paisans and paisanettes. Hey, enough with the produce, huh? I came here for an important reason, to redeem the Maselli name.
Nothing you can make up for all those scenes.
Aspetta, please, wait, hear me out.
No!
Hold it.
This here's a Martino tomato. The most powerful tomato known to man. So you gotta be thinking. Feeling lucky, punk?
All right, now. Look, I know Aldo wronged you, but I'm going to make it right.
How? How can a Michelli make it right?
By giving you what you worked so hard for all these years, by giving you the vineyard.
I don't think they understand.
They understand, but they think there's a catch.
No, paisans, the vineyard is yours. I mean, you decide what you paid. You share in the profits. Voi siete padroni, eh? You're your own bosses.
No catch.
No catch.
A vigna nostra!
A vigna nostra!
La vigna di Sao!
On one condition.
There's a catch. Not to the statue.
Yes, the statue. Look, you won't be restoring a statue. You'll be restoring a name. Do it for me. Per la mia famiglia. For my family.
You got a deal. All right. Give me five.
Okay.
Don't leave me hanging.
All right, hey. Oh, a little super glue would be as good as new.
Bravo, Antonio, donate la terra ai contadini.
You did good, Kaiser.
Thank you.
Bravo, Papa.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, well, good. Let's go to New York and get some decent pizza. What do you say? Come on, let's go.
Hey, Uncle Aldo, you may not have turned out to be the man I thought you were, but, hey, you were a Michelli. And you can now hold your head up high and rest in peace.
I'm gonna go get your hat.
Well, I may not have gotten the vineyard, but I got the hat. And from now on, every time I look at it, I'll remember this trip.
And I have my souvenir, bottle of Miceli wine.
Ooh.
And I got Uncle Aldo's favorite dress.
Sam.
And the memory of my homeland.
Oh, girl.
What'd you get, Billy?
A new babysitter.
Ciao, Billy.
Want to trade?